everything in your life that's a problem to you now can be turned into good. It'll either go away, it'll be changed, whatever it is, it can be fixed to be good if you'll walk in God's way.
The benefits of salvation cover a variety of concerns in our lives, but the pathway to receive every benefit is the same. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland explains how to manifest the blessing God has provided.
Living by faith, living in supernatural prosperity, supernatural healing, living in the kingdom of heaven while we're still here in the earth, and having the kingdom of heaven manifest in the earth is going to take some pressing. We're going to have to be engaged in it. There'll be some battling as the military engages in battle. You're not battling God, but there's enemies here. You know, the devil's here. He's come to do what? To steal. So we know he's going to be trying to steal from us. And he does his best to steal from us before we ever get it. Because why? Because he wants dominion. And he has no dominion. He was stripped of his rights. He was kicked out. He was disengaged. Amen. He got fired. And he got kicked out. And he owns nothing except what he steals from people. So we know there's going to be a press. You're not going to, he's not going to roll over and play dead. So what do we have to do? Well, we resist him. The scripture says it's not that we don't have an answer. It's that it takes pressing to deal with him. You have to resist. The more you engage, the more you receive. The more you engage in heavenly things and in the kingdom of God, the more manifestation comes in your life. Glory to God. And we find that still true in our lives today. And so we know to stay engaged. We know to pray. We know to stay in prayer. We know to stay in the Word of God. A day rarely goes by that I don't spend time in the Word. It's just some kind of a fluke happened that day. But I pray every day. And I'm engaged in it. I stay engaged in it. So what is it? Am I retiring spiritually? No. I am growing spiritually. I'm increasing spiritually. I'm more settled, solid. And I'm not bragging on me. I'm just telling you how to do it. If you want to do it, this is how you do it. Than I've ever been in my whole life. I'm not regressing spiritually. Why? Because I'm staying engaged. I'm implementing spiritual things. I'm implementing the Word of God. Hallelujah. I'm pressing. It says a good man presses into the kingdom of God. I'm in the press, hallelujah. That woman with the issue of blood, she had to come in the press. If you want a good illustration of the press, it would be the little woman with the issue of blood. She was sick. She was dying. But there was Jesus. Although he was in the midst of a multitude, what did she do? Well, she said it. She did it. She said, if I just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be whole. And then she came in the press behind and she touched his garment and she was made whole. But what if she had said, if I could just get to Jesus, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'd be whole. But you know I can't do that. There's just so many people down there, I'd probably never be able to get to him. and it's so hot outside. And I'm sick. Why, I might not even live through it. What would have happened to her? She wouldn't live through it. She'd have died of that issue of blood. But she came in the press. She fought her way through the crowd. She was sick. She was weak. She was out of their rules by being in public with an issue of blood. She could have said, well, I would do it, but you know, they tell me I'm not supposed to be out. And I might get in trouble. And it might not work. And they might do something to me. So I better stay here in my room. No. She heard. She said, if I just touch his garment, I'll be healed. And then she did what? She received it. That anointing went into her. She took it into her body. She received it. And then what did she do? She testified to it. She testified to her healing. And the Lord, I'm thinking, is this accurate, right, Ken? Didn't the Lord tell Brother Hagin if anybody anywhere would do those four things, that he could receive anything from the Lord? If they would hear, do, get to what, do whatever it says, come in the press, with us, all of us, when we read in the scripture something about God says this is the right way to do it and we're doing it a different way, then we have to come in the press and change the way we're doing things. Come in, that if you would hear, do, which is press, she got there, she touched his garment, she received it. She was in a receiving mode. Her faith made her whole. So she was in faith. She was believing what she was saying. She wasn't just saying it. She was believing what she was saying. And she was saying, if I touch his garment, I shall be whole. She touched his garment. She was whole. She received it. And then she had to tell it. Who touched me? Jesus said. She had to tell it. If anybody, Brother Hagin used to say, if anybody anywhere would do those four things, they could receive, he could receive anything from the Lord. Glory to God. She came in the press. Now, when you start walking in, when you start walking after the Word of God, and the whole world is walking an opposite, most of the world is walking an opposite way, it's going to take some pressing. Many times your relatives think you're crazy. They think you're this. They think you're that. And you know, she's the goofy one. But you're not the goofy one. You're the faith one. And those that are in unbelief are the goofy ones. But they don't know that. So what do we do? Well, we don't pay attention to them. We pray for them. We bless them. And we do whatever we're called to do, whatever the Word says to do. That's the press. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I'll tell you a tremendous press for us. Got to be sure I don't preach forever here. One of the biggest presses for us was to keep out of debt. Now, about 65% of you thought, I wish she hadn't mentioned that. I didn't say you had to do it. I'm saying that's what we did because we saw it in the Word of God. And you've heard the story, and I'll tell you, you can't paint it as black as it really was. We had no money. We had no goods. We didn't have a good car. We had children. That was it. And we had debt. We had a lot of debt. Brother Copeland had debts when I married him. I was so dumb. You ought to always look and see how much money that person owes. But I didn't know that, and I probably would not have, you know, I was so in love. I would probably have married him anyway. And on the, besides that, it was the will of God for my life. And besides that, I didn't know this then. But I think it is prudent to know how much debt somebody you're marrying has. That is a different subject. But that was one of the hardest things we've ever seen in the Word that we said, okay, we'll do it. Because it just looked totally impossible. We were starting from minus zero. We owed money. We had no money. I had to pray in tongues when I went to the grocery store believing God. We quit writing checks because it cost $2 to have a check returned. Boy, that's been a long time ago, hasn't it? It cost $2 to have a check returned, and we couldn't afford it. You know, that might, if you had five checks, that'd be $10. So we just started using cash because we just couldn't take any chances. That's where we were when we saw about, oh, no man, anything but the loving. But we saw it, and so we started doing it. We didn't know how in the world it'd ever work out. It was the hardest thing. We pressed. We were willing to go under the press to do this. We didn't know, because we didn't know really much about prosperity. We felt, I'm sure we had confidence that the Lord wanted to bless us, but we didn't know about how to do it, what to do, or anything like that. And so we had to press into that. We said, okay. Now, I was talking to a friend of mine this week, and she said that I did not know this. I've been friends with her for a long time, but I never heard this testimony. But she said that one of the first things she had heard was to get out of debt. She heard a tape of mine years and years and years and years ago, before she started working for us or I ever met her or anything. And I mentioned the debt thing. And so she got out. It struck her heart. And she got out her paper and her pen, and she began to write down all the bills that she had. And she was a single woman with children, and she had wrote down all the bills she had and what she would have to do to pay off those bills. So she decided, okay, I'm not going to borrow any more money. And she didn't really know how she would manage without that. But she said, I'm not going to charge anything else. I'm not going to borrow money. And I'm going to start paying off a bill at a time. So she did that. And she was shocked that I think it was within a year. It was in a short time that she was totally out of debt. And that's been like 20 or 30 years ago. She was totally out of debt, just paying off one bill at a time. And not... She didn't know how she could do it. She was stretched. She's a single mother. She was stretched, and she didn't know how she would manage it because, you know, it'd take everything plus to do that, to pay the bills, pay them off. But God helped her, and within 1 year, she was out of debt. But it was a big step, and it was a big step for us because we didn't know. We didn't know the things we know now. We just saw that scripture in the Amplified Bible that says, keep out of debt. How can you get around that? So we said, well, we'll just have to do it. We don't know how, but we won't borrow any money, and we'll just start paying these debts off that we've got. And that's exactly what that woman did. And it didn't take long, and we were out of debt. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it has been a blessing to us. It increased us. It didn't decrease us. It increased us. But it was a press. I think that the financial blessing that we walk in today, that is a key issue in it, that we were willing to do without. We were willing to do anything in order to obey the Word of God in that area. And it caused blessing to be released into our lives. So implement, press, don't, whatever you're doing, like on the Word and the time you spend in the Word, if you're not getting breakthroughs, then be more diligent about it. I think the reason it takes so long, now in financial things, you know, it one reason that is takes a while, and not necessarily takes a while, but sometimes takes a while, is because God's not a counterfeiter. And he's not going to drop a bag of money most of the time on your doorstep. I didn't say he couldn't. I said most of the time. I've never known that to happen, but it could happen. Why? Why is it more difficult in that area? It involves other people. Somebody's going to have to do something. Somebody's going to have to give you a better job or give you money or something's going to have to happen supernaturally. Something happened supernaturally for us, but I couldn't tell you what it was. It was just like, it didn't seem all that supernatural. It's just like this happened, that happened. No big things happened, but we got out of debt. But it took a press. We had to engage. Glory to God. And that's, it's the same way with healing. It's the same way with your children. You get in there and you press in for the salvation of those children. Maybe they're grown. They're not living right. They're living an ungodly lifestyle. Well, quit talking about it. Don't put it in your mouth. My son, he's on drugs. He's here. He's wild. He's this. He's that. My daughter, she has no morals. She's doing this. She's doing that. Well, you're saying it. You're not giving that girl or that guy a place to go. You see what I mean? So the press is staying focused on the Word of God for whatever area you're believing in, whether it's your healing, the salvation of your children. Well, I'm believing for a husband. Well, good. Believe for the right husband. Stay in the press. Lord, I thank you for the perfect mate. I thank you for the perfect mate. Well, Saturday comes. It's the weekend. It's a long weekend. And you're all alone. And there's no husband. And there's no boyfriend. And there's nobody in sight. What are you going to do? Press. Engage. Engage. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for my husband. Lord, or I thank you for my wife. I thank you for the one that you have picked out for me. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I know. I believed I've received the perfect mate. I know you have that perfect mate for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'll not be depressed. I'll not be sad. I'll not feel lonely. Lord, I've got you, and I know you are working the right person for my future, for his future. There is somebody you've made for me, and I know you're going to put us together. I'll not be depressed. I'll not be sad. I'll not give up. I'll engage in this thing. I'm engaged in my faith. I'll press in the Word of God, and I will not quit in Jesus' name. Engage. Implement. 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 I looked up, Ken mentioned it today and about the garden. Everything, God's will is manifest in the Garden of Eden. Everything was good there. Everything. There was no lack. Food grew on trees. You didn't have to cook. You didn't have to go kill the fatted calf to eat. You just had perfect food. It was organic food. Natural food. No fertilizer. No pesticide. Perfect food. And you know it must have been delicious. You know it was delicious because God wouldn't have given us a taster if he wouldn't give us something to taste. You know it was delicious. Oh, no telling what it tasted like. Everything was good. God did this and it was good. He saw it was good. He saw to it that it was good. He did this and he saw to it that it was good. He did this and it was good. Everything was good in the garden before man disobeyed God. So we know that that's God's will for us. That's the will of God. That's living in the kingdom of God. Everything in your life that's a problem to you now can be turned into good. It'll either go away, it'll be changed, whatever it is. It can be fixed to be good if you'll walk in God's ways. He'll withhold no good thing from them that walk uprightly. Now, here's what good means. I looked it up. For one thing, it means no lack. Worth, virtue, merit, something contributing to health, welfare, happiness, advantage, benefit. Here are the synonyms of good. Boon. Boon is something good and wonderful suddenly, would be my definition. I don't know what the dictionary says. Benefit. Here's a definition of good, or a synonym of good. Benefit. Another synonym is advantage, gain, virtue, prosperity. This is what the Webster's dictionary says. It's an old dictionary. They probably have changed it by now, but I like the old ways. I like the old one. I mean, it is an old dictionary. Virtue, prosperity. Good is prosperity. So what would lack be? Evil. It is profit. A synonym for good is profit, interest, and welfare. Glory to God. And then down at the end of this is something I didn't know, and this has nothing to do with my subject, but I'll throw it in. At the end of it, it had a goodbye. And it says goodbye. This is the dictionary saying goodbye is a contraction of God be with you. How many of you knew that? There's somebody. I didn't know that. Every time the world says goodbye, every time the God haters say goodbye, they are saying God be with you. Isn't that funny? I got such a kick out of that. I had no idea. Good. Goodbye. Hallelujah. God be with you.
I remember when I first held my son. It was in that moment that I realized how much God loves me. I would do anything for my children. I want the best for them.
God, our Heavenly Father, desires for us to live victoriously. He wants us to succeed and be on top in every area of our lives. He has promised you the best, but living in the best doesn't just happen. You must receive it by faith. How to Live in God's Best, a teaching series by Gloria Copeland, will give you the foundation to live a life of faith. Learn the importance of God's Word and how to use it so that you might live in God's best. Learn where faith comes from and how you get it. How to recognize and resist Satan's deceptions. What happens when you speak in faith and what happens when you don't. You are a child of God, and being able to live in His best is promised to you. Decide today to live in God's best. To order your copy of Gloria Copeland's teaching series, How to Live in God's Best, log on to kcm.org and order online. This teaching is now available for just $18. To order by phone, you may call us toll-free at 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your copy of How to Live in God's Best and learn to speak and act on God's Word in faith.
The offer today is 6 CDs on how to live in God's best. God will allow what you allow. You've got to learn to speak and act on God's Word in faith if you want the promises to become a reality in your life. To learn more, order your 6 CD series. And when it comes, don't put it on the shelf. Listen to it. No matter what you're believing for, the right mate, healing in your body, the salvation of your children, you need to learn how to engage your faith and press in to receive everything God has for you. The four things we discussed is hear, do, receive from God, tell others, engage, implement, and press. That is how you receive the manifestation of God's promise. Father, I pray for every person. I'm asking you to deliver them, to reveal the word to them. Show every person the next step, Father, that you have for them in Jesus' name. Now, you agree with that. You say, yes, Lord, I want to know the next step. I want to know. We have a gift for you. Ken and I want to give you this gift. This is a CD that I did, Standing on the Word. It will go great with this series. We want to give it to you. This is free. You don't have to order anything to get it. It's free. But understanding this principle will change your life. It'll cause you to have peace and safety and prosperity. Once you learn how to do your part, how to put God's Word first place in your life, God will be able to move in and bless you. It's not enough just to believe the Word. You have to obey the Word, act on the Word. I believe this will help you, and I encourage you to get it. Request your free gift today. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. If you'd like to purchase a copy of this broadcast on CD or DVD, go to our website or call or write to us today. To request your gift copy of Gloria Copeland's CD, Standing on the Word, log on to our website at kcm.org or call our special toll-free number at 888-326-0011, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. One per household, please. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in Australia for these exciting victory campaigns in 2009. Come to the Sydney Victory Campaign from the 21st to 23rd of May at the Sydney Entertainment Center, 35 Harbour Street, Haymarket, Sydney, New South Wales.
Awesome blessing. You come together in that unity and just to see this presence and see the face of Jesus.
Just to be within a stone's throw of where he's actually ministering, I'd recommend to anybody just come and check it out because it's a wonderful experience here.
Come to the Brisbane Victory Campaign from the 28th to 30th of May at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre at the corner of Merivale and Glen Elg Street, South Bank, Brisbane, Queensland.
Coming into an atmosphere where there's people believing by faith and hearing the word, that you're able to easily just come under that presence with Jesus.
To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Join us at one of our events in 2009. Prepare to hear from God, activate the Eden blessing, and engage in the Word like never before. Come to the West Coast Believers Convention June 29th through July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention is August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Then, join us at the Days of Refreshing meeting, September 13th to 18th at Eagle Mountain International Church, right here at the Kenneth Copeland Ministries headquarters in Fort Worth, Texas.
Thousands of people together on one accord, believing the Word, tapping into that power of that Word. It is life transforming. You'll never be the same.
To find out more about these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Remember, the glory will shine in 2009.